trace the loan. Trace the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy working in our lives. Thank you for your helps and interventions we have received. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is changing our lives, changing our days, changing our situations. Thank you for enforcing your will to come to pass in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great things your mighty hand has released in our lives. Thank you for the way you fight our battles for us. Thank you, Lord, for the way you defend us. Thank you for the way you protect us. Thank you for the way you preserve us from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace that is reigning in our hearts, in our minds, in our environment. Thank you, Lord, because the evil intentions of the enemy did not happen to us. What the forces of hell have planned to happen to us, you have aborted them all. You have cancelled them all. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opening up a new chapter of our lives and destinies. And thank you for taking us through a new journey into greatness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those prayers we have prayed on this platform a long time ago that you are now answering. And we thank you for more of our prayers you are still going to answer very shortly. Thank you, Father. We have come before your presence, before your throne, this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face and to cry out unto you. O Lord, hearken to our voices tonight, in the name of Jesus. Let us not seek you in vain. Let us find you tonight as we seek you in prayer. Let us receive your touch. Let us receive your blessings. Let our lives be transformed by your mighty hands. Thank you, Lord, because you will do even more than we are expecting. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that as we spend time before God in His presence, our lives shall experience a great turnaround unto greatness and liberty in Jesus' name. We are going to take some songs of worship and praises, and after that we would begin to pray with prayer points. You are here, changing our lives. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here, healing every sick. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be your name, Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who Amen. Amen. Hallowed be thy name, our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know. Because I know. Oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. He holds our future in his hands because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because he lives. All fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Jesus, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Rock of Israel. You are Yahweh. Yes, Lord. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Lion of Judah. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Most High God. Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, 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 King of the Universe, Emmanuel, your name is God. Your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord, your name is Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, King of glory. Emmanuel, Lion of Judah, Emmanuel, Rock of Israel, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is God, your name He is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Rock of ages, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Mighty Deliverer, Emmanuel, Mighty Love, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name He is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord, your name is Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne, glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King. Beautiful King, excellent God, excellent God, we bow before your throne, yes, Lord, we bow before your throne right now, we worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. For you are the glorious God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Glorify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Worship Him and praise Him. Praise Him with all your heart, with all your soul. Praise Him. For He is worthy. He is worthy to receive all praises. He is worthy to receive all glory, all honor, all adoration, all blessings. He is worthy to receive all power, all riches, all wealth. He is worthy. Worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Lord Jesus. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, El Elyon. We praise You, Adonai. We praise You, Elohim. We praise You, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, Father. There is none like You, Lord. You are mightier than all, wiser than all, greater than all, stronger than all, higher than all. You are bigger than all. We worship You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. You are self-sufficient God. You have everything You need. You don't need anyone's help. You are self-sufficient. And You are all-sufficient God. You have everything we need. There is nothing we need that is not in You. We worship You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. Only You speak and it comes to pass. Only You decree and they happen, because You are the Almighty God and all power belongs to You. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for bringing Your will to pass in my life. You're going to say, Father, thank You because You are performing Your will in my life. Your will is happening in my life. The will of the enemy is failing in my life, but Your own will is happening in my life. Thank You, Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank You for Your will that is happening in my life. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. For Your will is happening in my life. In my body system, Your will is taking place. In my soul, Your will is taking place. In my spirit, Your will is taking place. In my family, in my marriage, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny, Your will is taking place. Thank You, Jesus. In every day of my life, Your will is taking place. While I am awake, your will is happening in my life. While I am asleep, your will is happening in my life. Thank you, Lord, for doing your will in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For using the negative things Satan is doing against me to beautify my life. Thank you for using the negative things the enemy is doing against me to lift up my life. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. God is the only one that knows how to do that the best. He's the only one that knows how to use negative things to beautify people's lives. The same negative things that the enemy is doing, he's the master in turning them around for the good of his own children. Say, Father, thank you for those unpleasant things the enemy throws at me. Thank you for how you turn them around for my good. Thank you for how you use unpleasant things, negative things in my life to lift me up, to make me stronger. Thank you, Lord, for how you use negative situations in my life to make me stronger, to make me more powerful, to make me more victorious, even to make my life more glorious. Thank you for how you turn around negative situations. The enemy comes in my life to lift me up. Thank you, Lord, for how you turn around unpleasant situations the enemy caused to beautify my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank God again for the third time. You're going to say, Father, thank you for healing me. Even when I did not pray for healing, there are a lot of healings that God does in our body system that we did not pray for, a lot of healings, because you don't even know many of those things God has rescued you from. You can't even see them. Yeah, many of those deadly diseases, cancerous diseases that God delivered you from, you don't know many of them. Yeah, God is always healing us. Always healing us. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for healing me, even when I did not pray for healing. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Yeah, if God only heals us when we pray for healing, many of us would have died. Yeah, because before you have the strength to pray for healing, you might have gone. I mean, you might have died. So God is always healing us every day because we obey Him. He's always healing us. Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me even when I did not ask for it. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for always healing my body and soul and spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your healings in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your healings in my life. Both the ones I'm aware of and the ones I'm not even aware of. Thank you, Lord, for your healings. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you have in your hands the key of David. Open doors for me. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you have in your hands the key of David. Open doors for me so that I can fulfill my destiny, so that I can fulfill my calling. Open doors for me. Open doors for me. Oh, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mahashuje tisusiandu dektala. Mahashujide degala. Lord Jesus, you hold in your hands the key of David. And you said in your word that you are the one that opens doors no one can shut. Oh Lord, open doors for me. Doors that no man can shut. Doors that no government system can shut. Doors that no man, no human, no creature, no devil, no darkness, no power can stop, can close. Oh Lord, open such doors for me. Doors no man can shut. Doors no one can shut. Doors that will lead me into fulfillment of destiny. Doors that will lead me into fulfillment of my calling. Oh Lord Jesus, open those doors for me. Thank you, Lord. Open doors for me. With the keys in your hands. Open doors for me. With the keys in your hands. Thank you, Lord. Open doors for my ministry with the keys in your hands. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with the keys in your hands, open doors for me. For it is time for me to move forward to the next level, to the next higher level, next greater level. Lord Jesus, open doors for me. I'll begin to pray like that. Only Jesus can open those doors. Only Jesus can open those doors. So Lord Jesus, open doors for me. For it is time to move forward. It is time to move forward. Thank you, Lord. It is time to fulfill my destiny. It is time, O Lord, with the keys in your hands, open doors for me. Open doors for me. Jihande ki gehe telwa dijana. Mahasana dijana. Open doors for me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, with the keys in your hands, Lord Jesus, open doors for me to step higher, to grow higher, to rise higher. Open doors for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray the prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. Only Jesus can open doors for you. Only Jesus can open doors for you. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter how you were raised up. It doesn't matter whether you came from a rich or poor family. All you need is for Jesus to open the doors. So you're going to pray again. Say, Lord Jesus, with the keys in your hands, open doors for me, that my story may change, that my greatness may begin. Open doors for me, Lord Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. All you need is for Jesus to open doors. It doesn't matter the country you are living in. It doesn't matter the nature of the job or business you are doing. None of those things matter. It doesn't matter the president or the governor or the prime minister that is ruling in your country. None of those things matter. All that matters is that Jesus opened doors for you. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, with the keys in your hands, open doors for me, that my story may change, that my greatness may begin. Thank you, Lord. Open doors for me, Lord Jesus. Open doors for me, Lord Jesus. There is no way you cannot open doors. You control every way. You control the affairs of people and nations. You control the systems of this world. There is nowhere you cannot open doors. There's nowhere you cannot make ways. Oh Lord Jesus, open doors for me. Neha hereshi de gleda. Open doors for me with the keys in your hands. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it before. The revelation the Lord gave me about His name. Yeah, His name. Yeah, that day I was worshiping God, and while I was in the spirit, I just began to say these three words. I found myself repeating these three words: Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And I was surprised because it's not as if those words are new. Yeah, it is a common statement. Yeah, everyone said, everyone usually say Jesus is Lord. Yeah, but I didn't fully understand why I was repeating those words. Until the Lord began to explain to me the meaning of Him being the Lord. Yeah, He said that being the Lord means that He can have His way whether anybody likes it or not. Yeah, I cannot forget. Since that time, God gave me that revelation. He said, Him being the Lord means whatever He wants to do, He will do it without anyone's permission. Yeah. Yeah, He said, whether anyone agree or not, whether anyone approve or not, whether anyone wants it or not, that He can have His way any way at any time concerning anything or any situation. Yeah, so that is the Lordship of Jesus. That is how powerful the Lordship of Jesus is. Any way He can have His way. So the only limitation is if He does not want to do it. So, but as long as the Lord wants to do certain things in the earth, nobody can stop Him. That person have not been created. And that person can never exist that can stop Him. Now, why am I saying these things? I believe there are some things the Lord wants to do in your life. And He's going to do it because He is the Lord. Yeah, I don't know if you believe. There are things He wants to do in your life. He's going to do it because He is the Lord, which means that even you will not be able to stop Him. Even your unbelief, your doubts will not be able to stop Him. Nobody will be able to stop Him because He alone is the Lord. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, oh Lord Jesus, enforce your lordship in my life. Enforce your lordship upon my life, over the affairs of my life, and do what you want. Do what you want for my life. Do what you want for my life. Begin to pray like that. Mahashidegetenegala. Dedohandushidea. Say, oh Lord Jesus, enforce your lordship over my life. Pray this prayer seriously. This is not the time that your mind will be traveling everywhere. I don't know why some Christians will be in prayer and their mind is thinking so many funny things. This is business. This is a serious issue. Say, oh Lord Jesus, enforce your lordship over my life. Enforce your lordship over my life. And do what you want for my life. 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 In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, enforce your lordship. Enforce your lordship over my soul, over my spirit, over my body, over my calling, over my ministry, over my career, over my destiny. Enforce your lordship. Enforce your lordship. And do what you want. Do what you want. In the name of Jesus. Do not let my unbelief be able to stop you. Let not my doubts stop you. Enforce your lordship over my life. Enforce your lordship over my life. Enforce your lordship over my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing that the Lord does with the keys in his hands is that he opens prison doors. He opens prison doors. You know, we started with prayers about the Lord opening doors with the keys in his hands. So apart from him opening doors for you to move forward with those keys, he also used those keys to open prison doors. If you look at the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 61, Isaiah 61 verse 1, I read, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. So the Lord is able to open whatever prison that is holding you captive. Whatever prison. Because the Lord is there. He's able to open those prisons for you to come out. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Arise, Lord Jesus, with the keys in your hands. Open the doors of prisons of darkness, holding me captive. Open the doors of every prison, holding my life captive, and set me free. Set me free. Set me free." Begin to pray like that. You're going to say, "Arise, Lord Jesus." You're going to say, "Arise, Lord Jesus. Use the keys in your hands to open the doors of prisons of darkness, holding me captive, and set me free. Use the keys in your hands. Use the keys in your hands. Use the keys in your hands." Thank you, Lord. "To open the doors of prisons of darkness, holding me captive, and set me free. Set me free. Set me free. In the name of Jesus, every prison of darkness, holding my spirit captive, holding my soul captive, holding my body captive, be opened now by the keys of Jesus. Be opened now by the keys of Jesus." Begin to pray, say, "You prison of sickness and disease, holding my health captive, be opened now by the keys of Jesus. Prison of poverty, prison of suffering, prison of hardship, holding my life captive, open now by the keys of Jesus. Prison of spiritual lukewarmness, prison of sin, prison of addictions to sin, holding my life captive, be opened now by the keys of Jesus." Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Do you remember what happened when the angel of the Lord went to deliver Peter from prison? prison. Yeah. Herod, King Herod, took Peter and locked him up in the prison, and looking for a good time to kill him. Yeah, but the Bible told us that a lot of prayers were going up to heaven for Peter. And then God sent an angel. The angel entered into the prison where he was locked up. The Bible told us that when the angel touched Peter, the prison, the chains fell off from his hands. Yeah, because they did not only lock him up inside a prison, they also chained him. They chained him down, hands and legs. They chained him down. But when the angel touched Peter, those chains fell off. And not only that, the angel told him, arise, let's go. And as they were going, the Bible told us that the door of the prison opened without anyone applying any key, without anyone using any key. The door just opened like that. And they walked out. And all these things happened physically. Yeah. Now, this is what I want you to learn from that scripture. There is a touch from the Lord. A touch from the Lord that will melt the chains the enemy have been using to tie you down. Just a touch from the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, touch me, Lord Jesus. You're going to say, touch me, Lord Jesus. And let every chain of slavery on my hands, on my legs, on my neck fall off right now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Kejiste inem tesuzahash denala. Bahashu jeti hiken tektushida. Say, Lord, touch me. You sent an angel to touch Peter. And his chains fell off. Oh, Lord, I need your touch. Touch me now. Touch me now. Touch my body. Touch my soul. Touch my spirit. Touch my body. Touch my soul. Touch my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh, Lord Jesus, touch me. Let every chain of slavery, every chain of suffering, every chain of sorrow, pains on my neck, on my hands, on my legs, let them begin to break in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me right now. Touch me right now. Every chain of darkness that has bound me for years Touch me now and break them in pieces. Melt them. Break them. Melt them. Break them. Melt them. Chains of darkness, whether physical or spiritual, whether visible or invisible, every chain of darkness on my life that has limited my life for years, oh Lord, remove them by your touch. Melt them by your touch. Break them by your touch. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Nehisha dika kitalagala. Bahasho jinda desosia. Are you really praying? Do you want to be free? Pray. Say, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Let the chains of slavery on my neck be broken now. Let the chains of slavery on my hands be broken now. Let the chains of slavery on my legs be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And not only that, we saw from that passage in the Bible that as the angel of the Lord began to lead Peter out of that prison, the doors of the prison opened effortlessly. At the doors of the prison, they saw the angel of the Lord. They saw that the angel of the Lord wants to pass, and they opened. They opened by themselves. I don't know if you are saying something there. The doors of the prisons, when they saw the angel of the Lord, they opened. And then Peter and the angel, they passed through. And when they passed through, the doors closed again. It's just like those doors that you find in some places in the city, some banks have those kind of doors, and some organizations where when you are coming, the door will open for you, and then you pass, the door closed. Yeah, I believe some of you have seen those kind of doors. That was how the doors of the prison opened for the angel that was with Peter. Yeah. So now, what is it that the Lord is saying to you right now? From that event that happened in the Bible, it means that there's a presence of the Lord in your life. Or maybe I should say there's a presence of God that can manifest in your life, such that every prison in your life will just open once they see that presence of God. They will just give way. Yeah, because they have to give way. Because they have to. I so much desire that such kind of presence of God will appear in your life. Such presence that such presence that prison doors we see, and they will open by themselves for you to come out of captivity. You're going to pray. Raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, your presence that opens prison doors. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, enthroned in my life. Your presence that opens all prison doors. All prison doors. Enthrone that presence of yours in my life. Let that presence of yours come upon my life right now and stay in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jehed diget tishidegala. Denam debahashida. Drehekihishi sunidiala. Enthrone the presence of yours that opens all prison doors. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, enthrone that presence. Enthrone that presence in my life. Enthrone that presence in my life. Enthrone that presence in my life. That presence of yours that opens prison doors. Such that when the prison door sees your presence, they give way for me to come out of captivity. Enthrone that presence in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said before that there's a point in God's presence that you will get to, and it will be impossible for you to have captivities in your life, or for you to be in any captivity. Yeah. I know some Christians, they have this history of captivities of darkness, and some of them will say words like, all these years I've been praying that I come out of this bondage, all these years I've been praying that I come out of this affliction, that I come out of these limitations, but I did not see myself free. The problem persists. Yeah. We have many Christians in that category. But what they don't know is that there is a point in God's presence that they will reach, and at that point, no power will be able to capture them anymore. No prison will be able to hold them anymore. Yeah, you saw what happened in Acts chapter 16. When Paul and Silas, they were captured into the prison. Yeah. they were captured. And the Bible told us that at midnight, Paul and Silas began to sing praises unto the God of Israel. And they began to pray as well. And I'm very sure they were not even praying to be released. They were not even thinking about coming out of the prison. They were just connecting with different dimensions of God's presence. And their spirits were connecting with heaven in a very powerful way. So it came to a point that the presence of God filled the whole prison, and the presence of God could no longer control itself. That is, the presence of God was so great that it could not overlook their captivity. Maybe that's the word I should use. Yeah. The presence of God was so strong in the prison that it could not overlook their captivity. So it had to break the chains, and not even the chain of Paul and Silas alone. The presence of God broke the chains of all the prisoners. And not only that, the presence of God opened all the prison doors. In fact, the Bible said there was a great earthquake. I don't know if you are getting the point. Yeah, so the greater the presence of God in your life, the greater your deliverances and breakthroughs and victories. Yeah, so the presence of God was so great that it had to break every chain. It had to open all prison doors. Why? Because that dimension of God's presence, that type of God's presence, cannot be around and there will be prison doors closed. It's not possible. I don't know if you're getting the point. It's not just about we praying and praying. You need to pray with understanding and revelations of the scriptures. That is how your prayers will work. So the type of God's presence that the praises of Paul and Silas brought down into the prison was so strong that it could not tolerate chains to be there. It could not tolerate prison doors to be there. So, which means that there's a type of God's presence that will appear in your life. And that presence will not tolerate your captivity. Yeah, it will just melt your captivity in a twinkle of an eye. That presence will not be able to tolerate your poverty and suffering. They will just disappear as if they were never there. I know what I'm talking about. So you need that kind of presence of God in your life. Yeah. Are you really ready to do all it takes to enter into that kind of God's presence? Are you really ready to do all it takes to bring down that kind of presence of God into your life and environment? Then you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, with your Holy Spirit or by your Holy Spirit, carry me into the depths of your presence, where no prison can survive, where no captivity can survive. Oh Lord, usher me into that presence of yours. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Maybe it's just a song. God will just send a song into your spirit. And as you begin to sing those songs, just as Paul and Silas began to sing a song, and before you know it, they were translated into a very powerful dimension of God's presence. And not only them, even everyone in the environment, they were translated. And what happens next was deliverance. Say, oh Lord, by your Holy Spirit in me, usher me into that depth of your presence where no darkness can survive, where no oppression can survive, where no captivity can survive, where no prison can survive. Oh Lord, usher me into that presence. Carry me into that presence. Take me into that presence of yours. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, take me into that presence of yours. Take me into that presence of yours. Take me into that presence of yours. Or bring down that presence of yours into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Translate me, O Lord, into that depth of your presence where no demon can survive, where no sickness and disease can survive. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the foolishness that is prevailing in this generation is the attitude of ignoring and forsaking God's presence. Yeah, a lot of Christians don't take pleasure, or maybe I should use the word no longer, because we don't even know if they ever had pleasure longing for God's presence, or if they ever had desire for God's presence. So a lot of Christians have lost desire or don't have desire for God's presence. Yeah, to them it is so boring. Yeah, they can't fellowship with God. They can't spend time with God one-on-one. I mean, just you and God spending time together in His presence. A lot of Christians don't find pleasure in that. Some, they only use church programs to kind of to kind of warm up themselves. So they feel like once I attend a church meeting, yeah, the presence of God that we get in church meetings, that should be enough for me. That is very wrong. Yeah. If all your fellowshipping with God is limited to when we have meetings, whether prayer meetings or any program, any church meeting or church program, then you are not ready. You are not ready for God. And as a matter of fact, you can never be a strong believer. Most Christians in that category, I mean Christians who only spend time with God during church meetings. Yeah, or prayer meetings or church programs. Those Christians, they are never strong Christians. And many of them always fall into sin so easily. And many of them are into all kinds of captivities of darkness. So you can never live a successful Christian life by only fellowshipping with God during church meetings. So there must be a time when it is just you and God fellowshipping together. There must be a time where you and God are together and you're worshiping Him, praising Him, and praying. Yeah. You're going to pray. The more we ignore God's presence in this generation, the more will be defeated and oppressed and conquered by the kingdoms of darkness. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, fill my heart with strong desire for God's presence. God's presence is in stages, is in levels. So if you are not the type that fellowship with Him persistently, you will not go higher into those other realms where captivities just disappear when you get to those realms in His presence. You have to start from somewhere before you will ascend into those realms in His presence where sicknesses just disappear without even you praying for healing and stuff like that. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with strong desire for God's presence. Let me never be comfortable without having God's presence, without fellowshipping with God's presence. Fill my heart with strong desire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with strong desire for God's presence. I want to spend time with God in His presence. Holy Spirit, help me. Enough of distractions in my life. I want to give God time. I want to set time for God. I want to set aside time for God. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Talk to Him. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me to withdraw from distractions, to spend time with the Lord in His presence. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, if God realized that you value His presence so much, it will come to a point that there is nothing God will not give you. There is nothing God will not release into your life. Nothing. If he realizes that you value his presence more than any other thing in the world. So I remember when I left my job, some people were asking me that, you said God called you into ministry. I said yes. And then you have left your job. I said yes. So now what are you doing? Is it that there's a mission somewhere in a mission field? I mean, are you going? I mean, they were asking me, am I going on a mission field? Or am I going to a village? Or to one location to begin to evangelize and to win souls? I said, no, God have not sent me on a specific assignment like that. So they were like, then why do you leave your job if there is... why did you leave your job when there is no place to, you know, to start evangelizing? I said, he called me to be with him. Yeah, I said, that is the first calling. Yeah. That he has called me to be with him. And I don't know how long I'll be with him before he will now begin to give me assignment. Yeah. And I, up to today, I never regret leaving my job to be with him. Yeah. In fact, if someone was able to change my mind at that time, I would have found it difficult to forgive that person. If later I am now realizing all the things I missed by not being with him, it would be difficult for me to forgive that person because I gained a lot spending time with him in his presence. Yeah, I'm not saying that I will not forgive the person, but it would have been difficult to forgive the person. If later I now realize that I had missed or I missed so much ignoring God's presence and going to do some kind of secular jobs. Yeah. That's what I mean. So my point is that I saw great things in God's presence. I encountered great things in God's presence. And for years, I was doing nothing, in quotes, because people were expecting me to start doing something. Since, you know, they said, you left your job, then you should be busy with something. For years, I was doing nothing, as in physically nothing. And I was enjoying it. Yeah, because there was so much in His presence that I learned. So much in His presence that I gained. A lot of transformation happened in my life. A lot of deliverances. A lot of healings. A lot of victories. Yeah, for years, I was enjoying just being with Him. Yeah. So there is nothing more important than His presence. It's more important than your job. Yeah, I know some pastors, they will not tell you what I'm saying because they're expecting you to, they're expecting you to bring your tithes. To bring your tithes at the end of the month, to bring your, you know, sacrificial offering. Yeah, so they will not tell you that spending time with God is more important than your job. But I will tell you that because I know what I'm saying. Spending time with God's presence is more important than your job, than whatever amount they are willing to give you. Whether even if they are willing to give you $100,000 per month, or even $1,000,000, it doesn't worth staying in God's presence. Yeah, you might not understand what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. So you're going to pray. You need to come to a point where you place the highest value on spending time with God, that no other thing in this world is able to take that from you. You need to come to that point in your Christian walk. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to highly esteem fellowshipping with you above every other thing else in this world. Say, Father, help me. Say, Father, help me. I pray that the Lord will help you. Say, Father, help me to highly esteem fellowshipping with you above every other thing else in this world. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me. I know that every other thing in this world, they want to take your presence from me. Oh Lord, don't let it happen that way. Let it be that I forsake every other thing and embrace your presence. Oh Lord, help me. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, O Lord. I believe you are really talking to God from your heart. So, O Lord, help me to highly esteem being with you, spending time with you, than any other thing in this world, than any pleasure in this world. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You also need to note that your level of faith will determine your level of victory. The Bible says, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Even our faith. You're going to pray. If your faith is small, it means you will only get small victory. But if your faith is great, it means you will get great victories. That is how the kingdom of God operates. Your faith is small, you get small victory. Your faith is great, you get great victory. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, teach me to have great faith. Teach me, Lord, to have great faith. Teach me to demonstrate great faith. Not that you have it, but that you show it. Faith becomes powerful when we demonstrate it. Not just when you say, I believe God. I believe what God cannot do does not exist. I believe God can do anything. That is not powerful until you put it into action. That's when that faith becomes powerful. Yeah. So you're going to say, oh Lord, teach me to have and demonstrate great faith. Teach me to have great faith and to demonstrate great faith so that I can experience great victories in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Many of you, you only claim to have faith in your mind. You are not putting it to action. You are not demonstrating them. And that is why you're not moving forward. And that is why it looks like God is not answering your prayers. When will you demonstrate your faith? When will you put it into action? Say, oh Lord, teach me to have great faith. And teach me to demonstrate great faith so that I can experience victories, great victories in the name of Jesus. I want to demonstrate great faith as people did in the scriptures and they saw miracles. Help me, Lord, to demonstrate great faith. Because I want to see miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have also said it before that when we demonstrate faith, we are not trying God or testing God. We are not, what I mean by testing God is that we're not trying to check if the faith will work or not. Yeah, that is not how to demonstrate faith. It's not like, it's not like you have hypotheses and you are testing those hypotheses to see which one will work. Yeah, it's not like you are testing a drug. Let's see which one will work for this illness. That is not how to demonstrate great faith. Yeah, so you don't test whether the word of God will work or not. Yeah, it is wrong to do that. So now, how do you demonstrate great faith? You put your faith into action because you know that it will work. Yeah, not that it may work. Yeah, that is how some Christians have faith. Their faith is like, it may. It may work. Maybe it will work. Let me just try. Let me try. Maybe it will work. And that is why their faith did not work. Because God don't want to be approached that way. Yeah, so you should put your faith into action because it will work. It always work. The word of God has never failed. It always work. Yeah, so you demonstrate faith because you know it will happen. But that was how the apostles saw mighty miracles. Whenever the apostles will pray for sick people, they are not praying with the mind of maybe. Maybe the disease will go. Maybe the sickness will go. They don't pray like that. That is not how the apostles prayed for the sick. So when they pray for the sick, they are praying because the disease must go. The disease will go. Yeah. There is no doubt. Yeah. Have you learned something? Yeah. That is how they pray. And that is the same faith that angels operate with. Yeah, angels don't operate with maybe it will happen. So you're going to pray. You need to change the nature of your faith so that you can see great results. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to demonstrate faith without a single doubt. Help me, Lord. Say, Father, I want to demonstrate faith in your word, faith in your will, faith in your power. Without a single doubt, help me, Lord, to do that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. You see, I have demonstrated faith to a point that God had to stop me from continuing that prayer, but because something was going to shake, like an earthquake was going to happen, or something terrible was going to happen. Yeah, so faith is real. It does mighty things. You just need to learn how to operate in faith. Yeah. See, Father, I want to demonstrate faith without a doubt. I want to demonstrate faith in your power, faith in your grace, faith in your strength, faith in your dominion, faith in your word, faith in your authority. Thank you, Lord. Faith in your revelations. Without a single doubt in my mind. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me to apply your word correctly. Help me to apply your word correctly. Help me to have the right attitude to your word. Help me, Lord. I don't want to be testing if your word work or not. I want to have real faith. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. Oh, we're going to pray four more prayer points. And then I will round off the session. Yeah. God can also use you to set others free. Yeah, God can use you to set others free. Just as what we read in that place in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Yeah, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me." Yeah, to proclaim liberty to those that are in bondage, and to open the prisons of those that are bound. So God can use you to set people free. I don't know if you really want God to use you to set people free. So God can give you those keys that he have in his hands. And with those keys, you begin to set people free, liberate destinies. You're going to pray that the Lord will hand over to you keys of his kingdom. that you use to release people from captivity, to set people free from sin and slavery to Satan, slavery to sicknesses, slavery to demons. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven to set people free from the captivity Satan has put them, from the captivity sin have put them, from the captivities demons have put them. Lord Jesus, give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven to set men free. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you have the keys, you will see many released by the power of God. When you have the keys, you will see many healed by the power of God. When you have the keys, you will see many souls saved by the power of God. Say, Lord Jesus, give me the keys. You gave the apostles, you gave the holy Christians the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Oh Lord Jesus, my life is available. Give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven to set loose captives of darkness, captives of sin, captives of sicknesses and diseases, captives of demons, captives of principalities and powers. Give me the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord, to set people free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that through my prayers, many might come out of their slavery. That through my preaching, many might be saved. Oh Lord, give me the keys of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 30 more prayer points. Yeah, I don't know if I have mentioned it here before, that the righteousness of sons of God, children of God, is contagious. Yeah. The righteous living of God's people, God's children, is contagious. I mean, just as you could have a virus that is contagious and it spreads from one person to another, one person to another. The same way righteousness is also contagious. Now, this is what I'm saying. If Christians begin to make up their minds to really repent and live righteously, that alone spreads like wildfire. That alone will set people free. Meaning that even without you open your mouth to preach about Jesus, there's a way your righteous lifestyle delivers people. Yeah, there's a way your righteous living spread out to people around you. And the time will come that they'll begin to use your life as a standard for their own lives. They will want to be like you. Some might even have to come to you and tell you to show them the way. Yeah, but it's so painful that the people God expects to live righteously are those that are offending God. I'm talking about Christians. They are those that they are copying the lifestyle in the world. When God wants us to be an example for the world to come to Him, we are now copying the lifestyle, the way of life of the people of the world. We are copying their dressing, their pleasure seeking, and all forms of worldliness. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to live righteously, such that the light of my righteousness set others free. Help me, Lord, to live righteously. So when you live righteously, when you live holy, you are not only setting yourself free, you are also setting others free, others in your environment, others around you. It's not only you that is getting free. Others are also getting free. You might not see it immediately, but something is happening to the people around you, whether you can feel it or not. Say, oh Lord, help me to live righteously, such that the light of my righteousness begin to set others free. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Pray like that. Help me, Lord, to live righteously. Help me to live holy. Help me to live pure. Not just outward righteousness, both inward and outward righteousness. Both inward and outward purity. Help me, Lord, to live pure, so that the light that comes out of my life begins to set people free in the name of Jesus. Such that the light that comes out of my life begins to draw people unto salvation. Begin to draw people onto repentance. Oh Lord, help me to live righteously. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to live righteously. Help me to live holy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray a prayer of repentance. You're going to say, Father, I repent from being a stumbling block through which others fell into sin. So Lord, I repent for being a stumbling block through which others fell into darkness. Oh Lord, forgive me. Every action I did, every words I said that led others into sin, that brought others into weakness, into darkness. Lord, I repent today. Forgive me. Forgive me. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are many things we do that brought others down into sin and darkness. So Lord, I repent. Yeah, in fact, according to the scriptures, you who brought others into sin, you will get a greater punishment. You that brought others into sin, you will get a greater punishment than the person who fell into sin. So Lord, I repent for being a stumbling block that brought others into weakness, into sin, into darkness. Oh Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Every action I did, everything I said with my mouth, the kind of dress I wore on my body that have brought others down into weakness and darkness. Lord, I repent today. Forgive me. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. I don't know if anyone has told you this, that generous giving and sacrificial giving has a lot to do with deliverance and coming out of bondages, demonic bondages, satanic captivities. Yeah, in fact, I personally did a lot of giving to deliver my soul from greed. Yeah. Apart from the fact that my giving was helping the work of God and my giving was blessing the lives of the beneficiaries or recipients. But when God was going to do some deliverance in my soul, He began to command me to do a lot of giving. Yeah, so I did so many giving so that I will not go to hell. You'll be surprised that many Christians will go to hell because of greed. Yeah, which is equal to love of money, yeah, they will go to hell. Even pastors and general overseers, yeah. Yeah, and whereas God already made a way for them not to go to hell. And what is that way? Give. Even when your mind is telling you not to. Yeah, so there are some deliverance that will not happen to you when you fold your hands. And you don't give. You think you are doing, you think it's your pastor you are trying to help. Or, yeah, because some people will say it's the pastor that will hit the money. Or is the church, is the workers in the church or the family of the pastor that will hit the money. Yeah, or some want to know, okay, how will this money I'm giving, how will it be spent? I want to know. It's not the pastor you are helping. It's your soul you are helping. Yeah. Yeah, because if you don't give, the pastor will survive. Yeah, and the work of God will move forward. That's the truth. If you don't give anything, the work of God will move forward. In fact, that's even when it will move forward very fast, because you did not give. Yeah, you know, God will show you that I'm not depending on your money. That is why God will make His work move forward without your giving. Yeah, so much of the benefits of giving is to save our soul. Yeah, apart from the fact that God will bless you in return, the major thing it does is that it saves your soul. Yeah, it saves your soul. You're going to pray. This is the last prayer point. That whatever a spirit that is putting restriction in your heart, telling you that you should not give or that you are giving too much, that God will cast away that spirit from your heart. Because you cannot give too much. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every restriction Satan is putting in my heart to stop me from giving to your work, to stop me from giving to your people, to your children, to your ministers. Oh Lord, destroy that restriction. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, with your mighty hand, break in pieces every restriction that greed has created in my heart to stop me from generously giving to the things of God, generously giving to the people of God, to the work of God, to ministers of God. Oh Lord, destroy that restriction. Now, in the name of Jesus, I want my soul saved from the power of mammon. I want my soul delivered from the spirit of money. Oh Lord, release my soul. Help me to give. Thank you, Lord. Help me to give. selflessly. Yeah. So Lord, help me to do more in giving. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Our Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord, for grace you have given to us. Thank you for so much grace you have given to us. Thank you for great mercies you have shown us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence in this place of prayer. Thank you for what your presence is doing among us. Thank you for chains that have been broken. Thank you for captivities, for prisons that have been destroyed. Thank you for great things you have done already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that far beyond our requests tonight, release into every life here great blessings, great helps in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that beyond your imaginations, you shall see the hand of God. Beyond your expectations, you shall see the hand of God. You shall see miracles happen to you by the hand of God. And it shall happen even now. In the name of Jesus, favor from everywhere shall fill your life. Favor from every corner of the earth shall fill your life in the name of Jesus. You shall not be stranded of good things. The mercy of God shall satisfy your needs. In the name of Jesus, I pray that everything you lay your hands upon from today shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that those people who are looking forward for your shame and downfall, they shall be disgraced. They shall be disappointed because you will not be shamed and you will not fall. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.